Australian politicians, including the Prime Minister and the opposition leader, risk being kicked off China's largest social media platform, WeChat, for using accounts registered by Chinese citizens. Mr. Morrison's WeChat official account is registered under the name of an unknown Chinese citizen in Fujian province, while Mr. Shorten's account is registered to an unidentified Chinese man in Shandong province. There's a further problem for Australian politicians using WeChat accounts set up in mainland China. They're subject to stricter censorship policies written and enforced by the Chinese Communist Party. Steve Kinane from the ABC's Investigations Unit has the story.
Xie Xie, and come and say hello to me on WeChat, Scott Morrison 2019.
Hi everybody, it's Bill Shorten here. I'm really looking forward to hearing your views and comments.
Politicians are increasingly using WeChat to engage with Chinese Australian voters. The social media platform estimates that each month it has 1 million active users in Australia. And these voters could prove crucial in marginal seats like Chisholm and Reid. If a politician gets a WeChat official account set up in China, they can publish more articles and send more notifications. But they can only get access to those accounts if they breach WeChat rules and use an account registered by Chinese citizens.
And so here we have Scott Morrison's account. If you go look in the settings, registered to an unnamed male in Fujian province.
Fergus Ryan is a cyber policy specialist at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He's concerned that the Prime Minister, the opposition leader, and at least 10 other Australian politicians have accounts registered under the names of Chinese citizens.
We should know the names of the people who these accounts are registered to, and how they were registered, and what is the relationship between these people and the politicians in question.
Neither party will identify the owners of these accounts. Labor says Bill Shorten's official account is operated by an Australian resident employed by the ALP. By taking over accounts registered in Chinese citizens' names, politicians are breaching WeChat policy and could have their accounts suspended. Not only that, but by running accounts set up in China, Australian politicians are submitting themselves to China's harsh censorship regime drawn up by the Communist Party. Lotus Ruin has written a series of papers on WeChat censorship for the Citizen Lab.
WeChat filters a broad range of topics, including criticism against government and party leader, issue that regards Hong Kong, Taiwan, and ethnic groups, as well as historical events such as the June 4 Tiananmen movement.
WeChat has also censored discussions around the US-China trade war, the Chinese tech giant Huawei, and even the Me Too movement. Australian politicians with Chinese-based WeChat accounts also have to abide by China's strict social media laws that dictate that users have to maintain social morality, pursue the Chinese national interest, and promote socialism. Fergus Ryan says there's a risk that Australian politicians will end up self-censoring on WeChat.
It would be likely that they wouldn't want to say anything that was deemed too sensitive by Beijing for fear that this channel, this important channel, being shut down to them.
In a recent WeChat forum, opposition leader Bill Shorten did not answer questions relating to Chinese interference and avoided other issues that could have angered Beijing. A spokesman for Mr. Shorten told AM,
"We do not tolerate any outside interference that seeks to undermine our free and fair society. Labor has never experienced any censorship of our communications on any social media platforms."
Prime Minister's office would not directly respond to questions about censorship and ownership of its WeChat account. A spokesman said in a statement,
"The Prime Minister's WeChat account was set up to engage with parts of the Chinese-Australian community that use a social media network. The Prime Minister uses WeChat to talk directly to the community about the issues they care about."
This morning, Labor's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Penny Wong will be the latest politician to engage on WeChat during the campaign, when she takes questions with Labor's candidate for Banks.
That's Steve Kinane reporting there from the ABC's Investigations Unit.